Environmental professor Michael J. Medler has the chops. He worked as a U.S. Forest Service firefighter in the huge Yellowstone fires back in 1998. But he told a U.S. Senate committee last month the country cannot afford to keep using suppression policies and fire practices from the last century. Medler said the big three causes of large wildfires and high suppression costs are climate change, fuel accumulation, and sprawl in the wildland-urban interface. He testified the way to reduce fuel accumulation is with fire, prescribed burns and letting some wildfires just burn until winter weather puts them out. Mechanical thinning just won't work, he said, quoting here, simply put, we can't cut our way out of this. And he said communities on the edge of forested areas must have a quarter-mile buffer zone around them. As he put it, that is where you can stop a fire from burning buildings. He also wants local governments to set tougher standards in zoning for defensible spaces and fire-resistant construction. As for the efficacy of aerial tankers, Medler said fire retardant can be magic, but it has to be used strategically and carefully. Sometimes, he said, it's a great tactic. Other times, you're just painting stuff red. I'm Tom Bacon.